Another 1 million people applied for unemployment benefits last week. And in Las Vegas, unemployment skyrocketed after hotels and casinos shut down back in March. One of those out of work is Benjamin Hernandez. He had been a restaurant busser for Park MGM for 24 years before being laid off last spring.
I really miss the interaction with the co-workers, with the guests, you know.
Casinos are slowly reopening, but former workers like Hernandez are now pushing the city to pass an ordinance called the Right to Return, which would require businesses to hire back laid-off staff. As the sole provider of his family, Benjamin Hernandez and I started our conversation by talking about how the last few months have been since he was laid off.
It has been difficult during the month that we had the stimulus help. It was okay. But right after that, it's kind of tough, you know, and it's concerning because I'm going to start taking money from my life savings to pay my mortgage, my utility bills, and so on and so on. It's kind of concerning.
Yes, you're referencing the stimulus package money, that extra $600. You're no longer getting that. And so now you're thinking about going into your savings. Tell me a little bit about your family.
I have four kids, but three are living on their own. It's just the youngest one living with me. He's 17, and my wife. And she's working just a part-time job right now. And I'm a cancer survivor, you know. I still in medical treatment and observation.
Do you have health insurance?
So far, yes. But it will be effective until October 21st. After that, we don't know what's going to happen.
As I mentioned, you are part of the Save Our Jobs Union Coalition fighting for the right to return, which would require employers to hire back former employees like you before offering those jobs to another person. Say more about what's at stake here.
Well, you know, it's very important for us to go back, you know, because we have been working with the company for so long, you know. We have invested great part of our lives, the company, and we've been getting good, you know, benefit, good wages and everything. But right now, I'm not saying it's going to happen, but some companies might try to use this, you know, as an opportunity to get rid of some of the guys that have been with the company for the longest time.
Because you've been there for 24 years.
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, I don't know if that's going to happen, but that could be a good opportunity. It's concerning, you know, and that's why we asking for the companies to call everybody back. You know, we understand that things are not going to get better right away, but, you know, as the business go back to normal, position these people back where they were.
What do you miss about work most?
We've been doing this for so long that we enjoy that atmosphere that's, you know, Vegas is such a unique place to be and work. And it's awesome. I miss all of that. I miss all the people, you know.
What will you do, though, if you can't go back to Park MGM? I know that you're going into your savings and that will last you for a little bit of time. But have you thought about the possible reality if this ordinance is not passed?
I thought about, you know, I definitely have a plan B. I've been thinking about reinventing myself. So I've been thinking about maybe switching fields, you know, maybe going to auto mechanics. I was thinking about enrolling myself in class, you know.
You were nearing retirement, but you're not there yet. That's the point, is that you still have many years left, working years left. As the city really looks at this idea of the right to return ordinance, what do you want city officials to consider?
Well, they need to consider that we are big contributors to the development of the city. We're a big part of this, and it's a lot of lives at stake, a lot of families, you know, that depend solely on this job. So now that we're going through all of these things in the nation, I think this is important, you know, the legislator pass some law or something to protect us workers.
You want them to acknowledge that you and so many others have been a part of building up what we now know is Las Vegas.
That is correct. That's the thing, you know, because we are the kind of workers that always backstage, you know, doing the little thing that make the thing look good. So now is the time for the companies to really show that they appreciate it, you know, because we are told all the time that we are the best asset they have and everything. So this is the time, you know, to show that love for us.
That's Benjamin Hernandez, a former busser at Park MGM in Las Vegas, Nevada. Benjamin, my very best to you, and thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
And workers are asking the Clark County Commission to consider this ordinance on September 1st.